Jamil, I apologize if this was asked, but when you look at the Eagles, how, other than, you know, the couple personnel changes, how much have they changed since the last time you've seen them?
I mean, not much. You know, it's still the same system. You know, they're still going out there running a fast-paced offense and, you know, getting after people with, you know, the same things that they accomplished in the beginning. You know, so they haven't changed much, but the real question is how much have we changed?
But you say they haven't changed, but yet the results haven't been there the last few weeks. So, I mean,
I don't think anything has changed about their numbers statistically. I mean, they're still in the top of the league. It's any given Sunday game, you know. Sometimes the football just doesn't roll in your favor, you know. But as far as statistically, they're still doing great things. You know, LeSean is still one of the top running backs in this league, you know. So that's nothing to downplay at all.
So to go back then to your point, how much have you guys changed?
I think we've changed drastically, you know. I think we've learned to trust each other better than we have in the beginning of the season. You know, I think we understand the idea, you know, of fundamentals and understand the idea of the scheme. And with that, you know, we become a different team than what you've seen before. And I hope that my teammates will continue to prove me right and understand that we're focusing on the fundamentals. And hopefully this game will be our last testament of proving it.
You know, Jamil, the way you guys are rolling right now, it's almost a shame the season has to end this week, isn't it?
I mean, I guess it is, but, you know, I guess it isn't. You know, all good things come to an end, you know, but fortunately we got a chance to get it on the roll, and ultimately we want to carry this momentum into the next go-round, and we want our young guys to understand that fighting is what this NFL is about, this league is about, and, you know, finishing on a high note will give us momentum going into the offseason, you know, and I'm already looking into the offseason, you know, with getting this game accomplished and now focusing on the journey of, you know, the Giants organization.
But you're talking about how the team has changed from that first game in Philly. What did you learn from that game that you guys have to apply?
We have to believe in each other, you know, ultimately. We have to play the assignment. We have to know exactly what's going on, you know, and through chaos becomes order, you know. And we got to have order through all of the chaos of the game. And that's what we've learned, you know, from our study. That's what we've learned from our losses through that stint, you know. So hopefully we can prove that, you know, this week that we understand that and we know how to overcome any situation.